Well, condolences tonight to the family of Shirley Pal. Shirley Pal is the name she used with a fantastic form, too. One of the great sites that follow Coast to Coast AM. Shirley has been a fan of Coast to Coast since its inception, doing moderating for the various websites, originally the Fantastic Forum, and then it switched over to the Fantastic Forum too. And she passed away of an illness. She had sent me an email several months ago and said to give her a call, and I did. And she told me she wasn't feeling well, she had an illness, would not elaborate on how serious it was, and she had hoped that she was going to be able to battle what has happened to her. But today she passed away. Shirley Pal from the Fantastic Forum, too. A great coast-to-coast listener for so many years. From Royal Oak, Michigan. She will be missed by her friends and family and many of the people, of course, throughout this field that knows her and has conversed with her as well. Shirley Pal has lost us, and we will miss her. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. Nothing like open lines on a Friday night. This one happening to be Friday the 13th. So let's just go right to the phone. Next up, we go to Kim, Skype, Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Kim, take it away.
Hello, George. How are you?
Fine. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm doing well. It kind of ties into what you just said. I had a lucky Friday the 13th. Tonight for getting on the show, but
perfect.
In 1995, there were two Friday the 13th, and one was in January. On January 9th, I had a ruptured brain aneurysm. I was 35 at the time and was in a coma by the next day for 11 days. On Friday the 13th, I had my brain surgery, and in the course of that, I had a near-death experience. And I had never been married at that point. I thought I had almost grown up, missed getting married and having a family. My boyfriend at the time asked me to marry him, and we got married later the same year, 1995, on Friday the 13th of October.
Perfect.
And so two Friday the 13th that year, but I thought I'd ask because every now and then you have people do it. I did write a book about my experience that was released December 14th that talks about the near-death experience and the Friday the 13th and the miracles. And one of your guests, Dr. Jeffrey Long, wrote the forward review, and Dr. Moody and Dr. Alexander have both expressed an interest in reading it. Would you mind if I told you the name?
No, go right ahead.
The name of the book is In a Flash, Miracles Here and Beyond, and all the information about it is at inaflash.org.
Well, good for you. This is quite an episode that occurred with you, Kim. How long ago did this brain situation occur?
Well, it was in 1995, but it was Friday the 13th that I had the actual brain surgery. They had to put me on ice for a few days and let the swelling go down before I could have the surgery. And as coincidence would have it, it was on Friday the 13th. So we looked at that as being a lucky day because my life was saved. But in the course of that procedure, I did have a near-death experience. I did leave my physical body and move into a spirit realm, and like your guest Christy earlier, I guess I've been tapped to carry a message. So it took me a long time to get past the things I needed to get to be able to do that, but finally did, and it came out December 14th, and I've gotten a lot of really positive feedback. There's a lot of people interested in what happens after we die, and it's proved to be a message of hope. And I thought of you. I've been a Coast listener for forever, and in your special group of listeners. And I've got to say, you're a hard guy to get a hold of late at night. So I love it that I can listen to the shows on the podcasts and go back and hear all of the wonderful guests that you have on.
Super. Kim, I want you to get your book to us, if you would. You might end up as a guest. Just go to our website, and if you would, send it to our producers. Their emails are on the website, and get a hold of Tom or Lisa, and we'll start the process going for you. And we'd love to take a look at it first, okay?